Here's a masturbation schedule for those masturbators who work those 9-to-5 jobs. First and foremost, you need to recognize that your company loyalty is meaningless. The only person that you work for now is penis. You need to stay focused on working for penis. And you're going to do that by not ejaculating. Never ejaculating is a way to show your loyalty to your phallus. You need to change your sleep schedule for penis. You need to wake up an hour, maybe 2 hours earlier, so that way you can fully indulge in your morning woods. By waking up an hour or two earlier, you'll be able to have a quiet time with your penis. If you're not a complete fucking porn addict, then you can choose to just spend your time with yourself. You can just choose to just really enjoy your body. But most importantly, you get to edge and pleasure yourself, giving your penis everything that it wanted while you were asleep. I highly recommend to just focus on your penis during these 2 hours, not thinking about anything else. Your early masturbation session at the beginning of the day is probably the most important masturbation session out of the whole day. By giving yourself up to penis and masturbation and edging first thing in the morning, you put your mindset focused on your masturbatory journey. Each stroke will result in a heightened libido throughout the day. And so you can relax knowing that you're doing everything you need to do. If you're worried about eating breakfast or getting other chores done, there's no need to worry. You can just prepare it from the night before. Or you can do it all while you masturbate. It's all up to you. But you need to make sure that you center your morning around masturbation. The night before you give yourself up to masturbation, you can just prepare everything ahead of time. Just for your penis. Getting your clothes right at the front of the door so that way you can masturbate all the way there. Put on your work clothes. You can prepare your breakfast ahead of time, put it in the freezer, and then just reheat it. And then eat it while you masturbate. You deserve to have a relaxing morning with penis. And after that, on your morning commute, make sure not to come. Make sure that you're pleasuring your penis whenever you can. If you're driving there, you can whip out your penis through the fly of your pants. Some professional masturbators even decide to drive around pantsless as they head to work, putting on their boxers and their dress pants right before they get into the office building. After all, you wouldn't want to leak penis fluids onto your dress pants and expose the fact that you're a complete chronic masturbator to your coworkers. And once you get into work, I want you to work for the first hour, focusing on all of your tasks and trying to finish up a little bit early. For that entire hour, I want you to focus on nothing except your work and give your penis a chance to relax. But the entire time, you need to remember that penis is your true boss. You really work for penis, and this job is replaceable, but your penis is not. During that first hour of work, you need to pretend to just be a busy little worker bee. Act like a completely normal person, and see how hard it is to not touch your hard penis. After that hour is up, and your penis is given a complete break, that's when you can finally reach down into your pants and play a little bit of pocket porn. Catch up on some beta group chats, because believe me when I say this, but that 1 hour without touching your penis is the hardest hour of your entire workday. Your coworkers are gonna see you work really hard that first hour. They're going to think to themselves, wow, penis. He's so productive. There's no way he's a chronic masturbator. And once all those prying eyes are off of you, then you get to masturbate. That 1 hour of productivity will justify the next 7-8 hours of chronic masturbation spread throughout the day. Whenever you get a chance, you'll reach down and grab your bulge. Adjust your bulge, tickle your penis, and make sure your penis is as comfortable as can be while you work. On your breaks, you can run off to the little masturbator's room and masturbate yourself. You can stand at the urinal and piss, and then after that, give yourself a little rub. Keep rubbing until somebody comes in, then you zip up and leave, or sit in a stall, sit there for your entire break, or maybe a little bit longer. See how long you can go without somebody noticing you gone. Now keep in mind, this is very risky behavior and could lead to you losing your job. But that's what makes it so exhilarating. Don't eat your lunch at your desk. No, I want you to go out, maybe to your car or to a park. Go outside, go to the lunchroom, and while you're there, just see how far you can get. How much penis pleasure can you give yourself at any given time? Figure it out. Staying uncum allows you to keep your mind in the sexual space. While you masturbate at work, your edge should be at least 50% edged. And by 50%, I mean there should be a 50% chance that each stroke that you have might make you ejaculate. And you can go higher if you're more of a masturbation addict, but 50% is the best for me. I feel like after that, it's just too horny to function. Right. If you just want to have a giant Robbie Leakey penis in your dress pants or work uniform all the time, that's your prerogative. It's just really important that you don't ejaculate on company time. That's really, really inappropriate. Because you're going to give us chronically addicted gooning masturbators a bad name, so you have to really try to keep your load in there. You know, try to maintain some level of composure. If you become too horny to think at the workplace, that'll lead to problems down the line. It's important to know and recognize what level of horniness that your mind can tolerate. Some masturbators can watch porn at the workplace and get away with not becoming too stupefied to do anything except masturbate. Some can and some can't. Just as some masturbators can sniff poppers throughout the day and goon while they work, with no problem at all. High-functioning popper piggies, I call them. You can do all of that, or none of that at work. But the most important thing that you need to do whenever you're at work is to masturbate and, of course, to manspread. Whenever you sit down at your place of work, you better spread those legs as wide as you can. Practice your bait spread while you're at work. Practice so that way once you get home, you'll be nice and loose and ready to masturbate. I don't care where you are. If you're in the break room, spread those fucking legs open, you fucking masturbator. If you're at your desk, spread those fucking legs. And if you're at a meeting, spread those legs even wider. If you just stay comfortable with your penis, you won't have to worry about getting home all stressed out, no. All you'll have to worry about is how much you need to masturbate. Spend the entire workday as a blissed out, hazy, laid back masturbator. Adjust your bulge to make sure that your penis and testicles look as bulgy as possible. As you clock out for work, I want you to have your hand on your cock, playing with the head, making it nice and sensitive for when you have to go and masturbate some more. Once you're off the clock, I want you to be on the cock. I want you to stop and masturbate somewhere, whether it's in your car or in a bathroom nearby. On your way home, if there's a lot of traffic, just simply pull over and masturbate yourself, or stop at a fast food restaurant and go into the bathroom and fucking masturbate yourself, or just stay in the parking lot and masturbate yourself. And if you're taking public transit, make sure that you're rubbing your bulge the entire time. You need to pre-game your masturbation sessions with more masturbation. If you're one of those weird masturbators that have hobbies outside of masturbation, you're going to masturbate your way over over to that hobby. Do it just so that you can take your mind off of the penis for 1 second, get those neurons ready to fire again and all recharged from your fucking hobby or whatever. And then once you're done with that, you're gonna go and fucking masturbate. If you don't have any hobbies, you just head right home and you fucking masturbate. Pleasure yourself. Give yourself all of the penis touches that you know you've been craving all day. Put on all your fetish gear the second you walk in through the door. Have it ready to go. If you need to get ready for work tomorrow, dress up in your fetish gear and get everything in place. And then go fucking masturbate like crazy. Masturbate until you fucking pass out. You may want to masturbate the night away until you see the sunrise, but I ask that you refrain from doing this, or at least do this every so often. Make it a special occasion, because chronically addicted masturbators, they need their sleep. It's completely okay to overdo it every so often, but just remember, you need your rest. You need to go to sleep. That way your penis is all recharged the next morning. It's the only way to get morning wood is through sleeping. So remember that. And for the days where you're just too busy to masturbate your way through the workday, it's really handy to have some numbing cream. That way you can completely ignore your penis. The numbing cream is also really handy if you feel like you're just always on the cusp of orgasm, or if your penis and testicles are so sore from you touching them constantly and consistently throughout the day. It's really important that you have numbing cream on hand, because when you're at home to masturbate, I want you just 80% of the way to 90% of the way on edge. So, you know, that's going to add up, and by 80 to 90%, I mean every time you touch your penis, there should be an 80 to 90% chance that you're going to ejaculate all over the place. But don't ejaculate. I want you to save it all inside you. I want you to store all of that fucking testosterone and all of those fucking horny thoughts inside your body at all times. You're a masturbation addict, a penis worshiper, not an ejaculator. You need to continuously save up your semen. I want you to lose coming rights by just over masturbating yourself. And on your days off where you have no other obligations, most likely the weekends or sometimes on a holiday, you're going to just sit back and fucking stroke. Just up and down and up and down. And when you have a day off, I want you to try to go for 12, 16 hours of completely uninterrupted masturbation, because that'll be your reward for being such a good little masturbator.